Call Resources, May 3rd committee meeting to order. This is the meeting, we weren't going to have any more meetings on, or the committee. Members present are Senator Stedman, Senator Seekins, Senator Elton, and myself, Senator Wagoner. Main purpose for meeting today was have confirmation hearings on Ray Stoney for the Board of Game, oh, I'm sorry, Big Game Commercial Services Board, getting too many boards and commissions again. So with that, are you on line, Mr. Stoney?
Yes, sir.
Get just a little closer to the mic, could you? Try it again. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Mr. Stoney, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little about yourself, Mr. Stoney.
Yes, sir.
What makes you want to serve on this Big Game Commercial Services Board?
That is correct.
It's not getting very
We've got a technical problem here, Mr. Stoney. Are you on a phone or are you on a mic and a LIO?
I'm on the phone.
You're on the, that's better. Not, you came in better there.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, yeah.
Okay, that sounds a little better.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do and why you want to be on the Big Game Commercial Services Board.
Okay, my background is I have worked for Grandin Regional Corporation as a resource protection officer, and I protect all of private land, which covers approximately 200,000 acres of land. So I've covered a lot of areas concerning commercial businesses. I fly over a BLM, National Park, and of course I am also involved with the Northwest Regional Advisory Council of Federal for 1993.
Okay. Are there any questions that the committee has of Mr. Stoney?
No, I don't have any questions right now, but I'm not too familiar with the appointment, and I would have some questions later.
Well, we just reconstituted this Commercial Services Board again last year, so it's just in its second infancy. So I have no questions. If you're willing to do this job, I'm happy to send your name forward. Senator Stedman has a question. Bert?
Madam? Yeah, not madam. Mr. Chairman.
I
was just wondering.
I would be interested about the Chairman about to come up.
I was just wondering how long he lived in Alaska and kind of what his background is.
The question, Mr. Stoney, is how long have you lived in Alaska? And
this is a specific question. I live all my life in Alaska. I'm 71 years old. I have lived in Kayana. That's where I've been ever since all that time. 71 years.
So you were born in Kayana?
Yes.
Good. Further questions?
No questions.
About questions from the committee. There's no questions. We will go ahead and forward your name for confirmation. And with that, the chair will entertain a motion to do so.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we advance Raymond Stoney's name to for the full legislature. I think that's tomorrow, and with no stated objections and with no commitment to vote for or against.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, that does it, Mr. Stoney.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Fred started it from this end.
Oh.
We got a fish fight before you leave or something.
I'm not going to gavel out yet. Don't everybody leave yet.
Too late.
I haven't gaveled out yet. Just so people are here know, I don't have to contact everybody. There's a couple more bills thinking about waiving. One's HB 300. We've given this a lot of consideration in state affairs. It's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission member, and it's what it does. It just tightens down the requirements a little more for the public member. There's one required to be a petroleum engineer, one's required to be a geologist, and what this bill will do, or this resolution will do, will tighten up the third seat and has basically requirements, somebody with a law background preferred. It's permissive language. The other one's HJR 14, and that has to do with urging Congress to grant land to university and following up what we did last year with universities' lands bill. So with that, just want to mention that Senator Seekins and I are, I'm probably going to be appointing a special subcommittee to work on Senate Bill 170, or what will become three bills for next year for introduction, dealing with the context of 170, but breaking down into smaller packages.
Three or more.
Oh. Do Mr. I Chairman? Have to do that subcommittee in a meeting, or can we do that?
I think you can do that afterwards. You can just announce it.
Yeah. And with that, see everybody next year.
Before or after the special?